USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser then called on him to withdraw the National Guard troops. Attorney General William Barr spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about President Trump's demand last Monday to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets to calm the protests. Defense Secretary Mark Esper joined Chief Chair Mark Milley, and Barr objected.
Everyone agreed that the use of regular troops is a last resort, and that as long as matters can be controlled with other resources, they should be. I felt we had adequate resources and wouldn't need to use federal troops.
This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says after a peaceful Saturday night, the 8 p.m. curfew no longer seems necessary.
Honestly, I hope it's the last time we'll ever need a curfew in New York City.
More than 2,000 people were arrested in New York since the start of the protests. But the mayor is looking forward, focusing on healing, reopening, and rebuilding.
This is a moment that every New Yorker should celebrate as our achievement together, your achievement, because you did the hard work to fight back the coronavirus so we could get to phase one.
Phase one reopening for the city includes manufacturing, construction, and retailer curbside pickup. Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Prince William has been working on a secret project. USA's John Hunt has more.
Britain's Prince William has revealed he's been anonymously helping out on a crisis helpline during the coronavirus lockdown. The Duke of Cambridge worked with Shout 85258, an around-the-clock text messaging helpline developed by the Royal Foundation, was made public to mark Volunteers Week. Last month, he told fellow volunteers in a video call that was shared on social media, "I'm going to share a little secret with you guys, but I'm actually on the platform volunteering." William, who is second in line to the throne, is one of 2,000 volunteers who have been formally trained to help those in need. More than 300,000 text conversations have taken place between volunteers and people needing mental health support, with around 65% of those texting aged under 25. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The CDC said it's assessing the potential for the spread of COVID-19 at the ongoing demonstrations nationwide sparked by the police-involved killing of George Floyd. CDC Director Robert Redfield said that people who participate in demonstrations should highly consider being evaluated and tested for COVID-19. The United States has reported close to 2 million COVID-19 cases and 109 deaths related to the virus, according to figures by Johns Hopkins University. Worldwide, global deaths are at 400,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.